I seem to have a theme to my questions. they kind of fit with the reflection on Buddhist jihadis. I'm wondering, when you're living on the precepts, just how to relate, like, let's say a friend is talking about an affair that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just sort of, how do I hold that, or do I not? Speak with them about it? I guess just sort of general reflections on
it. Well, I think one of the things is like one of the classic definitions of a good spiritual friend is that one supports a good friend supports another good friend of theirs or acquaintance of theirs in doing what is good, as well as pointing out the say a fault or a flaw. Then it comes to a place of skillfulness in terms of how do you say that, when's the right time and place, how's the right way to cast it. So then it's an application of wisdom, but it isn't the act of it isn't a virtue of a good spiritual friend to ignore somebody's unskillfulness and not say something just because it's uncomfortable. But that being said, you also have to be, you don't just sort of blurt out everything. That's where wisdom is there's the difference between, what's a wholesome course of action, but then what's a wise way of accomplishing it? So those are two different things that one needs to be alert to and attentive to. But certainly, they say the role of a good Kalyanamitta is not to just overlook unskillful actions or qualities within a friend or a good. Yeah.
Right after I started TED Talk with an iClass a few times, and I did the book, and I got a bunch of emails from monks in Thailand that started asking questions about Vinaya.
Right.
One of them was, like, there was a monk who was doing something, like this monk had come to another monk, and he'd been breaking some rules.
Right.
And I could kind of get the impression from the monk asking the question, he just wanted to blast this monk.
Oh, right.
He just wanted permission for me to sort of do that, and I was just sort of like, well, it sounds like he's actually coming to you. You're kind of confiding in you because he actually wants to confess it.
Right.
So remember after I said that to him, he wants to like you, you're so compassionate.
It's a real character flaw. Yeah. But that's really, it's really true in that sense of sometimes when people are up front, then they're looking to, and you have to use your discernment to sort of reflect on that there, but because internally most people, unless you're a sociopath, most people have a fairly decent sense of right and wrong, and they're looking to either encouragement or support in trying to live a skillful life, so that You know, I think it's again important how we couch it and say admonish. even in terms of timing, you know, timing's really important. I always remember Ajahn Chah, you know, saying, you know, don't admonish your fellow monks before the meal. You know, eat one meal a day, everybody's hungry, you haven't eaten yet, you're not at your most sort of compassionate and open, so that both for the person admonishing as well as the person receiving, so it's just that timing important, and how's it going to land? Because if you if you're saying something that is pointing to something that is unskillful in somebody else, we're complex beings, so there's a part of us that is knows something it's wrong, but then hates to be admonished. So there's a skillfulness that needs to be investigated and reflected on.